As part of efforts to reduce the high unemployment rate in the country, government has announced plans to engage relevant stakeholders to brainstorm strategies to create decent jobs in all sectors of the economy at the National Jobs Summit. At the launch of the summit in Accra, the Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, said the two-day summit will focus on placing employment at the centre of sustainable national development. A report by Nanama Omari.
Developing countries, including Ghana, face major challenges regarding the quality of work available to young people. Unemployment therefore remains a pressing issue to government and the people of Ghana. The National Jobs Summit will therefore serve as a platform for the interaction among stakeholders in the employment sector to create jobs which will be recognized at the national, regional and international levels. Minister of Employment and Labour Relations Haruna Idrisu said his outfit is determined to expand opportunities for job seekers to get decent jobs. Therefore, all policies and initiatives are geared towards facilitating sustainable employment, which will in turn facilitate economic growth.
Our new strategy will be multifaceted and well-coordinated effort by all ministries, departments and agencies to be able to create the needed jobs. Every other sector ministry is a potential creator of a job. The summit will focus on two core areas for creation of productive and remunerative employment. These areas of focus will include productive sectors such as agriculture, industry, services, skills development, training and governance, and then other direct interventions. Participants will comprise both local and foreign dignitaries. We expect the National Development Planning Commission, the Trade Union Congress, civil society organizations, and the media to fully participate in this engagement.
With a theme, Inclusive Growth Through the Creation of Productive Employment and Decent Work for All Ghanaians, the summit is slated for the 3rd to the 4th of September this year.
Anama Omari reporting.